We don't hear much about Venus on the space show, so some exciting announcements came out this week. And so let's just take a listen to a song about Venus, first of all, and then we'll give you the news.
Venus could be Earth's twin sister, each the size of the other one. They've got atmospheres, their gravity's alike, and they're both pretty close to the sun.
But that atmosphere's like a greenhouse, trapping the sun's heat in. And those clouds of carbon dioxide make Venus
Earth's boiling hot twin.
So Venus is hot?
Yes, indeed, boiling hot.
Is it hot like a deserty, desolate spot?
Hot enough to melt metal, I understand.
So Venus is not a great place to land?
Don't worry, the weather outside may be rough, but this saucer is made of Bortronian stuff. You'll see for yourself, you can watch it firsthand.
Wait, metal melts here? And we're gonna land?
It's hot, man. It's toasty, like inside a roaster.
Let's see what it does to an earthy toaster.
Hot enough to melt metals like lead.
Good thing you decided on Earth instead.
The atmosphere's like a greenhouse that traps all the sun's heat in. And those clouds of carbon dioxide make Venus
Earth's broiling hot twin.
And that was Craig Bartlett and Jim Lang, who come from the United States, singing about Venus, Earth's broiling hot twin. Well, it has been 10 years since anyone has launched a spacecraft to our nearest planetary neighbour, Venus. That was the Japanese Akatsuki, which was launched in 2010 and entered Venusian orbit in 2015. It has been remotely studying the atmosphere of the cloud-shrouded planet, which is almost the same size as the Earth. Last week, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson made this announcement.
Congratulations to the teams behind NASA's two planetary science missions, Veritas, Truth, and Da Vinci Plus. These two sister missions both aim to understand how Venus became an inferno-like world capable of melting lead at the surface. They will offer the entire science community the chance to investigate a planet we haven't been to in more than 30 years. In our solar system, of the rocky planets, there's Mercury, closest to the sun. It has no atmosphere. Then there's Venus with an incredibly dense atmosphere. Then there's Earth with a habitable atmosphere. And then there's Mars with an atmosphere that is just 1% of Earth's. We hope these missions will further our understanding of how Earth evolved and why it's currently habitable when others in our solar system are not. Planetary science is critical in answering key questions that we have as humans, like, are we alone? What implications beyond our solar system could these two missions have? This is really exciting stuff, and it's an emerging area of research for NASA.
Within minutes of Administrator Bill Nelson making that announcement, the people in the publicity department at NASA got busy and they issued this promo.
Mysteries abound in our universe, but bit by bit, we are unlocking its secrets. We now know that our galaxy contains billions of other planets, but how can we learn more about them? What traits do these exoplanets have? What are they made of? What are their environments like? How have they evolved over time? Are they habitable? And can planets lose habitability over time? Imagine we could study one of these planets up close. We find one of similar size, mass, and composition as Earth. By all accounts, this planet appears very similar to our own. We discover evidence that this world may have once had liquid water oceans and volcanoes, a setting that could have been favorable to life. But over time, something drastic happened to this environment. This planet's sun grew brighter and hotter, increasing the temperature here to the point that the oceans boiled away. And then gradually, the volcanic gases created a thick atmosphere with clouds of sulfuric acid. That once friendly environment was gone. But all is not lost. The remnants of such a world may hold the key to understanding planetary evolution and habitability. The twist is that this isn't science fiction. This planet does exist. And if we want to learn more about the past, present, and possible future of our planet, and the billions of similar exoplanets out there, this mysterious one needs more study. And it doesn't reside in some distant solar system. Truth be told, it sits right next door. This planet is Venus. And the more mysteries we can unravel here, the more answers we can find out there.
NASA scientists are not the only ones interested in Venus. Here in New Zealand, Rocket Lab's Peter Beck has his eyes on sending one of his rockets to Venus.
Given that, okay, so with the big rockets, the massive rockets, you know, we've got guys wanting to colonize Mars and take, you know, tens of thousands of tons of equipment and you know, build habitats and everything. So with a smaller rocket, I mean, if you get to Venus, what kind of things would you be able to do?
Well, we have about 25 kgs of science instrument mass. So you have to remember that the Photon platform, you know, power supplied, thermal supplied, comms are supplied, everything supplied. So it's pure scientific mass. So 25 kgs, you know, might not sound like much, but actually, you know, you can do a lot there. You can mass spectrometers, multispectral images. You know, there's a tremendous amount of instrument that you can, you know, you can put on there. But I guess the most exciting and liberating thing about this is that if you wanted to go to the Venus, if you wanted to go to Venus, be prepared to write, you know, $200-300 million check minimum. With an electron and a photon platform, we reckon we can get to Venus for $20 million or less.
Right.
So as far as opening kind of the door for planetary science, it's just enormous. And you know, you can do half a dozen missions or more, a dozen missions for the same price as one mission, and do them quickly. You know, Venus 2023, Venus is close. So, you know, if we're going to do some missions of Venus, it needs to be 2023. So it's quick.
That was Peter Beck with his ambition to send one of his rockets to Venus. And yeah, he'll do it too. Well, according to the Rizzillos, which is a musical group, there's 20 million miles, that's around about 30 million kilometres, of darkness lies between the Earth and Venus. This is Destination Venus by the Rizzillos.
Receiver, I can feel you.
And now, back in New Zealand,